Live from your neighborhood, it's the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
Milford is popping for many reasons, and this year it's sort of hard to keep up, but there are some cities and towns that have their local elections going on, and one that we are certainly keeping an eye on is Milford, the mayoral race. Joining us now, Democratic candidate for mayor, Rich Smith is back. Hey, Rich, how are you?
Melissa, I'm well. Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
It is always great to chat with you. Would love to get your perspective on some of the things that have gone on in the past couple of weeks. Since you and I first spoke, we didn't have a city budget passed. We didn't have a school budget passed. Now we have that. Your thoughts?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm a little disappointed with the process. What I have here actually to show you is this is the mayor's budget, proposed budget. The mayor is responsible for producing a budget that he or she feels is in the best interest of Milford. And then I would argue that that mayor should then defend the budget through the process. As you know, when it leaves the mayor's office, it goes to the Board of Finance and then the Board of Aldermen. We expect the mayor to put out a budget that he or she believes in. Mayor's proposed budget, it says it right on the cover. This budget contained a 4.7% tax increase. Last year's contained almost a 10% increase. And so on top of a proposed car tax increase a few weeks earlier, increases on community gardens, on a host of other services provided by the natatorium, there's just a lot of revenue, a lot of taxes being imposed. Mm-hmm. What I'm trying to do in this election is change the focus to say, how do we reduce operational cost while still providing excellent services? What we do in the private sector, and I may have said this to you last time, I come to this role as an executive in the private sector for my whole career. And in the private sector, you learn how to introduce efficiencies. My background's in technology, so we have huge opportunities in the city to re-engineer the way we do business, applying technology, whereby reducing operational costs, not having to place that on the backs of taxpayers. So that's what I'm out there talking about. So I was a little disappointed at how chaotic it all became at the end, but what I say is the mayor's got to have a budget that he or she supports, and they need to defend it all the way through.
Well, I know Mayor Genetasio was here earlier. He does defend it. He feels good about the budget he passed. He, it seemed like, was a bit disappointed with the Board of Aldermen and certainly not reinvesting partial money back into the education. But I don't know which side he was more upset with. I'm not sure. I'm just sharing what I felt I could gather from him when he was on the show earlier today.
It's interesting that he once said that they didn't introduce revenue. They did vote to restore Board of Ed revenue, and it was voted down by him and his party. One of the things that, as you know, the mayor, the now mayor, then alderman, ran on was that he saved Harborside in 23. As I think I may have pointed out, if you go look at the record, Tony voted against restoration of the Board of Ed money in 23. If you listen to him carefully, he chooses his words carefully. He said, I made a motion. The motion he made never came to a vote. What came to a vote was restoring 1.6 of the 1.8 million, and that passed. The current mayor voted against it. So I would ask him respectfully, how did you save Harborside if you voted against the money that actually went back to education? What happened the other night was the Republicans voted down an attempt to restore education money. There was never another motion to vote on. And now there's this rumor, well, they would have given the education $400,000. No such amendment was ever offered. So,
that partial, there was like a second amendment that was made for $400,000. They voted that down as well. Republicans voted down that as well.
So I don't see where they see it. If they really believe in it, one of the things they talk about is saving Harborside. But now I see the Board of Ed is in a position or cutting 19 positions.
Yes.
A school is not a school if there aren't teachers in it. You can say you save Harborside. It's a building. What makes it a school is that we have teachers to teach our children. And if what you're doing is foisting upon the city of Milford cuts of teachers that we need in the classroom with our kids, I don't consider that a save at all. A school has to have teachers in it, and they may need to be reminded of that.
So it sounds like, Rich Smith, that's something that you're very focused on. From a parent's standpoint, it seemed like one of the reasons that the Board of Aldermen, if they, you know, I would say, they voted down party lines, to be quite frank with you. And the Republican Party, it seemed like they were very focused on low tax increases, which was why they didn't vote for the money to go back to education. Again, that's what it looks like. From a parent's standpoint, that's what it looks like.
Right.
And I think the thing that I'm curious about is, and we started to talk about this with Mayor Giannastasio on the show as well, are we finding in Milford that we're far too focused on politics over people? What I mean by that is, if you take education, for example, it felt like the kids and the teachers were collateral damage to pass a budget. And I don't know if anyone is behind that, regardless of political affiliation.
Yeah, well, again, you talk about the budget. I brought the budget. This is the mayor's budget. So if the mayor says he didn't feel enough was done, it's got to start here. This is the budget that actually passed with a few cuts. I think the Democratic Party has been big supporters of education. I mean, my mom was a school teacher in Milford. We need, as a city, to decide what our priorities are. And to me, if I go into any city, I always look, how do they treat their public schools? I look at their library, and I look at how they treat their seniors. That's an indication of the community. So we as a party need to decide, and you need to have the backbone to decide what our priorities are and invest there. But at the same time, you can't just take those costs and put them on the back of taxpayers. You, as the mayor, need to say the buck stops here. I'm going to support education, and I'm going to find ways to reduce operational costs and increase revenue. Remember, the grant list went down $56 million this last year. That's $56 million less that we have to spend. So the mayor's job is increase revenue, reduce operational costs, and set priorities, and have a bright line to say, I will not foist biggest tax increase in 21 years. Over the last 2 years, they've gone up 8.5%. That's more than cost of living. That's more than inflation. That's unconscionable. The mayor's got to draw a bright line there while supporting the city's priorities.
Rich Smith, Democratic candidate for mayor, I thank you so much for stopping by. And certainly, this is not the last time we'll be talking on WICC. Thanks always for your time.
Always good to see you.
All right. We are going to be right back with the WICC Brown Roofing. Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour, stop number 3 here in Milford.